Father, we just want to pray that you would help us to learn from you, and pray for the kids going to children's church. Pray that you would just be with them, Lord. And Father, we just love you. Thank you for your Spirit abiding with us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. If you're in fifth grade or below and would like to go to children's church, somebody's leading the way. Shirley's leading the way. So, Sue, can you turn, this monitor down? It's the second dial down there on the thing. Today, if you have your bulletin insert, you can see the title up there is the gospel. Last week was something the gospel, this is my gospel, or something along those lines. And this week, it's just another look at the gospel in another passage of scripture, in another context, that we would begin to understand how important it is for the gospel of Jesus Christ to reach the hearts of the people that we know. I want to first start by looking at, I want to read to you 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 21. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. The Bible in the back of the pew is the New International Version. You are encouraged to read along in your own Bibles. Encouraged to bring those, mark those, write in those, bookmark those, save those, and read them daily. Okay? 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, that Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they are not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might become plain, or that it might become plain that they all are not of us. But you have been appointed by the Holy One, and you have all knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it. And because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise he has made to us, eternal life. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it, that passage? I want to focus in really primarily on this verse 18. But as we start to look at it, the gospel of Jesus Christ is important. Would it surprise you if I said for us the gospel is more important today than it was yesterday? Would I say that?